the last service of 2020, we might as well go out in a bang. I know it's a Wednesday night, but we might as well praise like we've never praised, and shout like we've never shouted, and dance like we've never danced. Amen. Well, I feel like I've got a word from the Lord for you. Found in the book of Exodus, chapter 6. The book of Exodus, chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. Amen. The Lord dropped this in my spirit through the Christmas week, and I'm excited to bring it to your mind and your heart and your spirit today. I believe that the word of the Lord is liberating. Amen. Amen. Exodus chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, and as you're turning there, of course, I'd like to pay honor to our pastor and to our first lady. Can we honor them? Amen. We appreciate them. We respect them. Amen. Exodus chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, the Bible says, "And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant." This is the Lord speaking to Moses, and he wanted Moses to speak to the Israelites. He said, "I have heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." Last verse here tonight in your reading. "And I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you." I want to preach to you tonight on this thought, expecting an Exodus experience. Expecting an Exodus experience. Why don't you put your Bibles down, and why don't you raise your hands, and let us pray tonight before we get into the word of the Lord. Father, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray here tonight that we step from one season and we enter into another. We step out of one situation and we enter into a promised land. I believe in that, God. I know you're a God that can and a God that wants to. In Jesus' name. Now, why don't you give the Lord an exciting hand clap of praise tonight? Look at your neighbor and say, "I'm coming out. I'm coming out." You may be seated. Expecting an Exodus experience. The Israelites were in slavery for over 430 years. This type of slavery and bondage didn't just affect individuals, but it affected families. It affected generations. This slavery was multi-generational. See, the devil isn't just interested in handcuffing your dreams and imprisoning your faith. He wants to bind your family. He wants to rope your children's potential. And he wants to take hostage the destiny of your next generation. But let me say, the devil might have it in his mind to burden your family. But let me tell you, God has it in his mind to bless your family. You ought to just say, "God's going to bless my family this upcoming year." The devil wants to sabotage, but God wants to save. See, the devil may want to imprison your lineage with drugs and unforgiveness and strife and bitterness. But God wants to give your family promises and healing and hope and talent and anointing to your family tree. See, the devil was looking for multi-generational captivity, but God was looking at a multi-generational freedom. And when God sees you, he wants to see your family delivered. He wants to see your family saved. The point is this: just as the devil works on one to get to others in the family, God also works on one to bless and help others in the family. God used Moses. Everyone say Moses.
Moses.
God used Moses to change the entire tribe of the Israelites. And God wants you to work like a Moses in your family this upcoming year. You want to lead your family out of bondage into freedom. You want to lead your family out of confusion into truth through prayer and consecration. You want to lead them out of slavery and into sonship. God wants you to work like a Moses in your family's behalf this coming year. Everyone say Moses.
Moses.
The devil wants a mass captivity, but God, I believe, is wanting a mass exodus. I believe your family is going to have an exodus experience this coming year. Those that have been bound will be liberated. Those that have been imprisoned by the past can be free by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm just going to declare it over your family. Those prodigals can return. That lost son can come back. That friend can be filled with the Holy Ghost and power. You ought to say an exodus experience. Now examine with me a couple things in our text. The first thing I want you to see is in verse 5, which reads, "And I have also heard." Everyone say heard.
Heard.
"I have heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant." God heard the cry from the Israelites in their crisis. See, your suffering might be severe, and your battle might be difficult, and your last couple of months might have been miserable. But let me tell you here tonight, God has heard every single prayer. God has understood every sigh. God has watched when you cried out in distress and affliction, just as he heard the cry from the Israelites in bondage. Friend, he's heard your cry. Heard me when I prayed. He's watched when I fasted. He watched when I knelt down in consecration. God hath heard me. Do you still believe that God hears your prayers? When you pray, you better know that God listens to you when you pray. So what did 2020 do? It caused us to be heard by God. Because friend, God has heard you in those lonely dark nights. He's heard you in those storms. He's heard you in that hospital. He's heard you in that dark season. 2020 caused us to be heard by Almighty God. He heard the Israelites, and he's heard this church, and he's going to act. See, the cry in your crisis has been heard by Almighty God, and it's going to cause him to move. Notice God said, "I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel." I've heard them. I've listened. Now catch this. "Whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant." Because of your pain-filled praise this year, it has caused God to remember the promises over your life. You ought to just declare tonight, "My praise isn't just a bunch of noise. It reminds God of my promises. It reminds God of his word. It reminds God of his prophecy. It reminds God of his covenant." You ought to just remind God of his covenant. Why don't you just say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for healing my heart. Thank you, God, for saving me and set me free and redeeming me." Yes. So we got to get the precious revelation tonight that God has heard your cry and God has remembered his covenant. The second thing I want to bring to your attention is found in verse 6, which says this, "Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians, and I will rid you of their bondage." The term "rid" means to free, to deliver, to rescue, to to save. Just as God delivered the Israelites from bondage, God wants to rescue you from the battle. He wants to rescue you from the brokenness. He wants to rescue you from that situation. You ought to remember this coming year that God still works in the delivering business. How many still believe that God still works in the delivering business? You're all products of God's delivering power. If it had not been for God, where would I be? Aren't you glad that He delivered you from alcoholism? Aren't you glad that He delivered you from addiction? Aren't you glad that He delivered you from sin? Aren't you glad that He delivered you from that habit? We're products of God's delivering power. He still works in that. He still can deliver you. He still can set you free. Psalms chapter 40 verse 2 said, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. I believe tonight that God is wanting you. He's wanting to bring you out of some things. I don't know what you're in tonight, but God wants to bring you out of it. If you're in something that you know, God, you need to help me get out of, why don't you raise your hands and say, God, deliver me from this situation. Deliver me from this problem. Deliver me from this storm. Deliver me from this issue. He's a God that can deliver. But let me tell you, God also wants to bring some things out of us. Not only does He want to get us out of things, but God also wants to get some things out of us. God said to Moses, tell the people, I will rid them from the Egyptian bondage. In other words, I will rid them from slavery. No longer will my people live. No longer will they think. And no longer will they act like slaves. They will act like sons and daughters. I believe here tonight that God wants to free us from any mentality of bondage from this previous year. He wants to rid us from discouragement. He wants to rid us from hopelessness. He wants to rid us from defeat. Come on, whatever this year might have brought our mentality, we can't go into next year with thinking that all hope is gone and it's going to be a dark, gloomy 2021. No, we've got to walk in there with faith and expectation, knowing that something good is around the corner. We don't need to go into 2021 with a 2020 attitude. See, don't go into this next year preparing for the worst. You need to prepare for the best. Come on, don't expect a storm, expect a settlement. Don't expect virus, expect victory. Don't expect darkness, expect light. I come to ask you, friend, what you expected. I'm expecting blessings on my family. I'm expecting blessings on my child. I'm expecting financial gain. What are you expecting? I'm expecting to walk in the overflow of God's goodness and mercy. Surely, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Come on, what are you expecting? Are you expecting darkness? Are you expecting defeat? Are you expecting discouragement? I don't believe you are. I believe I'm preaching to a group of people that are saying I'm walking into 2021 expecting miracles. I'm expecting healing. I'm expecting growth. I'm expecting the building of God's blessings to flow. Come on, I'm expecting the supernatural. Scripture said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Often at this time, we speak of New Year resolutions. How many have written down any New Year resolutions? Things we want to do. Things we want to give up. Things we want to change. Resolutions are good. But if you really want to have a successful year, you need New Year repentance, not just New Year resolutions. If we want to have a successful year, we can't have a new year with an old mind. Amen. We've got to say, God, if there's any mentality in me, God, I want you to destroy it. I want you to take it out of my thought patterns. We can't go into a new year with old thought patterns. We need to pray, God, get rid of any old mentalities.
defeated imaginations. God, get rid of any wrong attitudes in me. God, I want you to rid anything in me that's not of you. God told the Israelites, I'm going to rid you from slavery. I'm going to free you from slavery. I believe that God wants to free us of anything that's negative in 2020. Don't let 2020 get in you. Don't let the darkness of 2020 get in your mind. Don't let the negativity of 2020 get in your spirit. You know who you are. You're a child of the Most High God. You're fearfully and wonderfully made in Him. Greater is He that's within you than He that's in the world. You got to recognize who you are. We might be in this world, but we're not of this world.
Which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you. God said, I will bring you out, and then I'll bring you in. See, our God is a God that prepares. Scripture says that if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that where I am, you might be also. See, one day, we will leave this natural world and enter into an eternal spiritual place called heaven. How many still believe that one day we're going to leave this world?
Yes.
Well, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our problems are here, but there's a place where there is no problems and only promises, and that is called heaven. See, God has prepared things for us there in that promised location. And it's easy sometimes to think that God has only prepared for us things there and not here. See, what as you transition from one year to another, we need to develop the attitude that God isn't just bringing us out of one year. He's bringing us into something. I want to tell you, God has prepared things for you in 2021 that will blow your mind, blow your family's mind. You just got to latch on and believe it. And know that God has something prepared for you. He's got divine opportunities prepared for you. No, God's going to bring you into favor. He's going to bring you into doorways of increase. He's going to bring you into that new home. He can give you to that new call. You just got to believe and know that God has something prepared for me. God told Moses, tell my people, I'm not just going to deliver them. Deliverance alone is powerful. Amen. How many know that deliverance alone is powerful? Salvation alone is wonderful. But God said, I'm going to do something beyond just delivering you. I'm going to put you into something. He told the Israelites, he said, I'm not just going to deliver you from captivity. No, I've got a precious place, a promised land flowing with never-ending abundance. Come on, friend, God has something prepared for you. He's not just going to deliver us from 2020. He's got something prepared for us in 2021. He's got something prepared for our youth group. He's got something prepared for our church. He's got something prepared for you. If you believe it, why don't you shout yes? See, it's time to grab the party hat. It's time to get the confetti. It's time to launch the fireworks, because we are celebrating not just the changing of a year, but we are celebrating the changing of a season. I believe that when we enter into this new year, we are stepping into something more than just a calendar. We're stepping into
into a season of anointing and a season of the supernatural. I usually try and pray for a word of the Lord for the upcoming year. And I'll just tell you what I feel in my personal prayer time, what 2021 is going to be. I believe it's going to be a season of the supernatural. I believe we're going to see healings that have never taken place before. Come on, 2020 was a unique year. Unique things happen. Why can't we believe that unique breakthroughs can happen? And unique favor can happen. And unique anointing can happen. I'm proclaiming it's going to be a season of the supernatural. That the whole heavens open up, God. Come on, God, speak to us in 2021 like you've never spoken. Share words to the young people like you never shared words to them. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm almost done. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 declares, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to declare and speak over your life here tonight. New things. Why don't you say new things?
New things.
Lord, I believe that when we step into this new year, that we can be entering into something new, something different, something that our church has never walked into before. New blessings and new mindsets and new promises. Behold, all things have become new. Are you expecting an Exodus experience? And then I believe that God is going to do something like he's never done before. But we must keep in mind that Jesus Christ will soon call us to where he is, which is truly the greatest Exodus experience of all, where we journey from this passing world to a place where his presence is always there. It's called heaven. And friend, in conclusion tonight, I want to ask you, are you ready for that Exodus?
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to meet the Lord? Amen. We are in 2020. This is the last service. Amen. Before we step into a new season. But I want to ask you, are you ready for that Exodus? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Amen. What do you have to do to meet the Lord? We talk about it. Scripture declares that you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. You must repent of your sins. You must be baptized in Jesus' name. You've got to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And if you want those things, you've got to stay repentant. You've got to have a personal, private prayer life. You've got to keep anything that's ungodly out of your heart and out of your mind and out of your spirit. And let your life become a daily consecration. Let's all stand. So I preached about expecting an Exodus experience. I told you that God's going to do something for your family. He's got something prepared for you, and we're ready for it. But let me ask you tonight, and I want this statement to ring in your spirit. But are you ready for the greatest Exodus of all? When we leave this earth and step into that place and that celestial shore called heaven. And then maybe there's something that comes to your mind as I'm preaching to you. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's a grudge. Maybe it's a pain and unforgiveness. Whatever it is, friend, tonight, why don't you resolve it before we step into the new year? Why don't you say, God, I'm not going to let that cling to my heart. I'm going to put that song down. I'm going to put that relationship down. I'm going to put that burden, that weariness, that fatigue down. I'm going to step into the new year with a right heart. I'll conclude with this. But this is so powerful to me in the Exodus story. The Bible talks about how the Israelites, the Lord told him, he said, listen, what I want you to do, before I deliver you from the captivity of the Egyptians, he said, I want you to prepare. I want you to put your shoes on. He said, because this is going to be a fast, quick work. I want you to know, I feel like God is telling the church, you need to put your shoes on. You're about to go in a minute. And it's not time to play around. I want to tell you, friend, we've got to get ourselves ready for the divine coming of the Lord. You got your shoes on. You got your prayer life ready. You got yourself fasting. Because this can be a thing. So maybe tonight what we can do is we can have a corporate-wide time of repentance. And then repentance is the most powerful thing that we can do. Because it says, God, read anything of me that's not of you. And the great God, when you repent, is God doesn't just leave you as you are. He says, I'm going to do something better. I'm going to fill you with something more. I'm going to fill you with fresh dreams and fresh revelations and fresh anointing. The great thing about repentance is you always come out better. Come on, when you repent, you always come out better. So why don't you come down to the front tonight as we prepare our lives for the greatest exodus of all time, the leaving of this earth and stepping into that place called heaven. Friend, if there's anything in your mind, anything in your heart, your personal life tonight, say, God, I place it at the altar. I place it at the altar. I'm not going to walk into 2021 with fear. I'm going to walk in with faith. I'm not going to walk in with worry. I'm going to walk in with worship. Come on, that's right. Why don't you cry out to God? You don't have to be defeated, but you can.